Today's message for Friday, 14th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 12. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 11 verse 23. In this series, we have considered some factors that will position us for supernatural speed. But there is yet one factor that is like the icing on the cake, the use of our mouth. If you got everything right but speak wrong words, you will lose your right to the supernatural. The spirit world responds to your words more than it does to your desires. In the supernatural terrain, you don't get something because you merely need it. You must say it to see it, because what you say is what you get. The rule is, you shall have whatsoever you say. The important role the mouth plays in spiritual matters cannot be overemphasized. Your tongue is a vital tool to effect supernatural results. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18 verse 21. In the battle against Goliath, David first slew the giant with his words before he ever had the chance to sling a stone or wield the sword. His words to King Saul already finished the Philistine, 1 Samuel 17 verse 36. By the time he was face to face with Goliath, his words were more lethal than the sharpest sword, 1 Samuel 17 verse 45 verse 47. The truth is that in any spiritual contest, your physical sword is as weak or sharp as your tongue. Never speak words that will negate the supernatural. Elijah never allowed his mouth to say that it was impossible to run with a chariot. You are justified or condemned by your words, Matthew 12 verse 37. May your words justify you for supernatural speed in Jesus' name. Further Bible reading. Mark 11 verse 20-26. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.